You are, of course, listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. This is willag.org on a Thursday afternoon. On the phone line this 8th day of May 2014 is Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon to you, Dan. How are you today?
Hi, Todd. I'm doing fine.
Me too. So let's go through some of the things that have happened over the last week. I spent most of it in Washington, D.C. Didn't bother to pay a lot of attention to the markets, but well, it looks kind of like things are on an upturn again. What do you see?
Well, earlier in the week, of course, we had a lot of long liquidation in the July soybean futures, a lot of spread unwinding. That bull spread was hammered pretty good. Basically, it was talk of and reality of some of these China beans that were the beans that China washed out of that were purchased in South America making their way into U.S. ports. That kind of pressured the soybean complex down to the point where I think old crop soybeans were right on their knees or down for the count. And now today's big surge to the upside, it was kind of thrown a life vest. I think the market bull got a life vest here this morning on weekly export sales that basically came out a little positive. It wasn't much, but the trade was looking for some pretty sizable cancellations, and when that showed up, beans basically regrouped and surged to the upside. Have basically come within striking distance now of closing higher for the week. If we could get some follow through from today's strong advance in soybeans, we could finish out the week with a weekly reversal to the upside, and that would put soybeans back on track anyway to claw their way back into the uptrending channel, especially the old crop months, and put them on track to take out those April high points.
Well, to stay with the picture you have painted, a life vest for soybeans tomorrow, I suppose when the USDA releases the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates at 11 a.m., that will be the shark circling in the water, and it may or may not bite, one of the two. What do you think will happen?
Well, it's going to be interesting what USDA does with old crop balance sheet, because export sales are $60 million above what USDA has recognized on the May balance sheet, so they're going to have to figure out a way to recognize that 60 million bushel plus to kind of bring the supply demand into balance. Now, the USDA did bump up imports to 65 million last month. You know, some are thinking that they'll go up to 80, which I think is a real stretch. It's one thing buying soybeans for a bargain after China canceled a bunch of sales that were already floating around out in the sea to bring them in, but then to purchase them directly out of South America and bring them up here is another story. But that still leaves 40 million that they got to account for. I think that signals to the marketplace that the market needs to go higher to encourage cancellations or those sales to be rolled into the next year. So it'll be interesting what they do with the balance sheet on the old crop. That's going to be the thing I think everybody's going to look at, which I think is kind of good in a sense because it may take attention away from the new crop balance sheet, which will probably be a disaster. I expect USDA to stick with the March intentions numbers. I don't think they'll alter acreage. However, they do have that flexibility to do that. I think it's just, you know, too early to I don't think corn planting is late enough to for them to really alter that, but they could. But they're going to probably stick with a 44.5 bushel national average yield. I think we're going to be probably – USDA is going to be showing us a 300 million bushel plus ending stocks level, which by no imagination is definitely bearish if that's realized. But over the years, I've seen USDA pump out those big ending stocks numbers for soybeans in the past, and for some time, for one reason or the other, they never really materialized. But that's going to be a negative swing. But like I said, the bullishness in the old crop balance sheet may offset that tomorrow.
Yeah, to be clear, it's different to see it in print and black and white than it is to think about it. And this will be the first time USDA has given us a number for ending stocks for next year.
Well, they did did trace one out for us on the Ag Forum, but this will be the first official WASD number for the crop year.
So now we'll have a set of balance sheets for the 2014-15 crop, and we'll have to move that through forward. What do you see from tomorrow for the corn?
Well, I think they got corn demand still too low. I think there's room to, even though we had a poor weekly export sales number here today, I think export demand is in well in excess of 1.8 billion bushels. USDA did bump it up to 17.5 last month. So I think there's anywhere between 50 to 75 million bushel bump up in demand if they want to choose that. I think the way the ethanol grind is going, there would be room for maybe a 25 million bushel jump up in ethanol grind. So there is room to increase demand 100 million or so, subtract that from ending stocks, and that keeps, you know, bringing that down. I don't think they'll get down underneath 112 probably for another month or two. We'll have to see if I'm right that we've got that strong of export demand coming at us over the next 17 weeks or before the year's out. But any stocks are going to come down. Anytime you bring any stocks down, that is supposed to be generally supportive. The key will be what they do with next year. There is no doubt, I think, the demand outlook has changed significantly since USDA traced out those numbers in February Ag Forum. I think export demand is going to be stronger next year. So the key will be, will they stick with their 165-plus trend line yield? Some kind of feel that maybe they might shave it a little bit due to the slowness in planting that we've seen a little bit, but that's just, I think, a wild guess. I know when you start with a balance sheet, you have to start with something, but when you go back and look at the last 10 to 15 years, the 09 crop year where we had our 164 or almost 165, actually that was an outlier. We haven't gotten close to that since. So I think, you know, anything in that 164, 65 is probably fluffy unless we have an ideal growing season. And realistically, I think, you know, it's going to be more like 160 or 161, and that's provided we have some pretty good weather.
Hey, thanks so much. Enjoy the weather where you are.
I will. It's a little humid. It's starting to crank up down here.
That's why I said it. Thanks much, Dan. Talk to you
later. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Dan Zwicker is with CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Joins us on this Thursday afternoon.